With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. All eyes will be on the Federal Reserve this coming week. White House correspondent Greg Clugston explains.
The Fed will hold a two-day meeting starting on Tuesday, followed by an interest rate announcement on Wednesday. Many economists anticipate a rate cut, but the central bank faces challenges from presidential pressure to the latest economic reports. Inflation rose last month as August posted its biggest consumer price increase since January, and the job market has weakened with a sharp decline in hiring. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump is calling for all NATO countries to stop purchasing Russian oil. Here's correspondent Donna Warder with that story.
President Donald Trump says on his social media site that he believes the Russian-Ukraine war would end if all NATO countries stopped buying oil from Russia and placed tariffs on China of 50% to 100% for its purchases of Russian petroleum. Trump says that NATO's commitment to winning the war, quote, has been far less than 100%, end quote, and that the purchase of Russian oil by some members of the alliance is shocking. NATO member Turkey has been the third largest buyer of Russian oil since 2023, according to the Center for Research on Energy and Clean Air. Hungary and Slovakia also buy oil from Russia. I'm Donna Water.
Well, Utah Governor Spencer Cox says investigators are not yet ready to discuss a possible motive in the murder of Charlie Kirk, but the 22-year-old who was arrested did lean to the left. Cox says that the information comes from interviews with suspect Tyler Robinson's family and friends. The governor also says that Robinson, during the interrogation, has not been cooperative by any sense of the word. This is SRN News. Well, more bad news on the U.S. fertility rate.
According to the Centers for Disease Control, there are currently about 54 live births per every 1,000 women of childbearing age in this country. That's the lowest it's been in 90 years, back during the Great Depression. A Gallup poll finds most Americans want to have kids but are not going to do so. The report adds, quote, economic concerns like the cost associated with raising a child continue to be a factor. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As America becomes less religious, a growing number of people turning to pagan practices to find assurance. Roughly 25% of adults say they believe in astrology. A May 2025 Pew Research poll finds one-third of Americans say they have consulted horoscopes. Another study finds that it reveals younger women and adults are easily likely to look to the stars. This is SRN News. It is a topic that continues to stir emotions far and wide. A new poll takes a look at America's views when it comes to poverty and homelessness. We have more on the story from correspondent Jennifer King.
A majority of U.S. adults, about 6 in 10, think individual choices are a major driver of why people remain in poverty. About 43% favor the removal of homeless encampments in U.S. cities versus about 25% who are opposed. That's according to a new poll from the University of Chicago Harris School of Public Policy and the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Fewer than half of Americans polled say unfair systems are a major factor contributing to poverty. 80% say that homelessness has increased, and they are right. According to federal data, homelessness went up by 18% last year. Just over half of those polled think the government spends too little on those in need. I'm Jennifer King.
More details at srnnews.com.